Great to be able to have a chat to Cam Rayner. We love watching Cam Rayner play footy. There's no doubt about that. He's been good enough to join us in the build-up. Cam, thanks for your time.
Hey, guys. Thanks for letting me jump on.
Sensational day. I know your coach during the week wanted to focus more on the first half last week and the real positives he took out of that, going to the MCG where every team, you know, wants to be able to play their best footy, knowing if you're any chance to win the premiership, that's the ground where you've got to stand up, rather than maybe thinking about the second half and the Richmond comeback. And just take us inside, you know, post that game and the mood around the club during the week, because it would have been easy to dwell on the second half last week.
Yeah, no, definitely. Obviously, we were very disappointed with how the second half panned out, but, you know, we needed to take pride out of what we did in that first half. There's not many teams that do that to Richmond at the MCG. We know they play that ground really, really well. And, you know, we just confirmed to ourselves that when we're at our best, we can really stack it up with anyone in the competition, no matter where it is. So that was great for our team and great for the confidence. But we spoke about it. It's probably the best footy we've played all year. So we're going to take that into this week. And, you know, Carlton are going to come out firing. So it's a great opportunity.
Cam, Mick Barlow, nice to chat to you. I'm looking at the team sheet today and just marvelling at the fact Zach Bailey, it's like the second coming of Lazarus. He's just come back from the dead, the great man. He was flushed last week off to hospital, but makes a speedy recovery. And obviously a very important player to the way you line up. So it'd be nice to have him, but how has he recovered during the week?
Yeah, Mick. You're spot on. He didn't come back with us. He stayed in Melbourne overnight at the hospital, and then Tuesday morning we got to the team meeting. He was sitting right next to me as if nothing happened. And I was like, "Yeah, mate, Mick, the last 24 hours, in deathbed." But he popped up. He's feeling good and ready to roll. So, and as you said, he's such an important part of this team and has grown into a really, really good player for us.
And this time of year, you can get caught up a little bit on in terms of the ramifications of outcome of games and the opposition you play and their own circumstances. So Carlton are under a fair bit of pressure, but your own situation is, you know, to build that form and try and really legitimise a top four spot. So that's what everyone's talking about. But what are you guys talking about internally around 3 weeks to go? The challenge of Carlton today and that challenge of staying in the moment.
Yeah, I think the word around our club now is, you know, we've probably been in the finals the last couple of years and definitely haven't made the most of it. So our mindset's the finals are starting this week. This is a great opportunity to have, you know, get two or three wins out of the next 3 weeks, hopefully three, and build that into the finals and get on a roll. So, you know, we're going to come out really focused and try and emulate that same pressure and intensity we got in the first half last week and just continue it for the full game and hopefully over the next couple of weeks going into the pointy end of the season.
And Cam, you've had a lot of different players rolling through that back six the last few weeks. So you get Rich and Stasevich back today, and it looks like that solid back six that we've been accustomed to for Brisbane, which is at this time of the year, it'd be nice now to really try and settle down that part of the ground.
Yeah, definitely. To be fair, I don't think we have probably had our best team with everyone to pick for this year. So I think this will probably be the first week where we've got a every single person we want in the team's in. So that's really exciting. And as I said, these next 3 weeks are really important. So if we can create some synergy with this group that we have now over the next 3 weeks, that'll be vital in us making a run at the end of the year. So it's very exciting for the group.
I didn't love that full list of availability yesterday when I had to coach against their reserves. So they were loaded to the max as well, Cam. So some form coming from below, but as you say, really strong team in there today. Your own situation, like the coming back from, and you've spoken about this a fair bit, but whilst we've got you, it'd be remiss of us not to ask, you know, handling the injury and coming back from that. And from all reports, it was an increased focusing on you know, trimming up or becoming more aerobic and to maximise, you know, what you've already got, which is you know, a high end capacity.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I feel like there's always more to learn in the game of footy, and you probably come into footy trying to be a sponge, and sometimes maybe in your third or fourth year, you think that you start to get the hang of it, but I think I noticed most in my last year off is that there's just so much more to know, and there's so many other ways you can help your teammates, and that's something that I've tried to come back this year and really do. Just invest so much time in, you know, Locke and JL and really try to understand and pick their brain so that when it comes to the pointy end and things start to get heated, you can just fall back on the things that you know and the things you know that work. So I feel like I'm a lot smarter football this year than when I've come back, and that's one thing I've tried to pride myself on.
And knowing Jared Lyons myself and Lachie Neale really well, they're two that don't give up information lightly. So you must have built a fair rapport with them and tapped into them quite strongly. But what was some of that stuff? Like they're clearly midfielders and you spend a little bit of time forward and mid. What were some of the specific things they've given you?
Yeah, well, obviously, little things like Jared watches every centre bounce of pretty much every game, every week. So, obviously, I was training and then had a lot of downtime, so I would jump in on his meetings with the coaches and do the same thing with Lachie as well and just sit there and listen to them talk about their games and try and find ways that I could bring that into mine. And that's continued this year as well because I've been able to, talk to them about my game, review my game with them. And as you said, they are very hard to pick, but once you crack them, they can give you a lot of information. But
you've got to get them to the bar. That's where you got to get them.
Yeah, exactly.
And just one before we let you go, one to the future. And I know your coach sung the praises of the acquisition of Will Ashcroft, the son of Marcus. We love the father-son cam in footy. We've seen Nick Dacos this year and what he's done at Collingwood, joining Josh Dacos and Peter in the stands, just enjoying every bit of that. And now Brisbane sort of in their history trying to create some of these father-son situations. And all the reps on this young guy are just super positive in the way he goes about it. And he's been playing some VFL footy this year. So can you give us some insight into the young man who we expect to have a pretty bright future?
Yeah, he's. I think a few people have said this already, but he really is a true professional at 18 years old. He does everything right off the ground and he's very committed to being a footballer, which is so exciting to see. But besides that fact, he's a really good bloke and a really impressive footballer as a young kid, coming to our practice matches and really had an impact in the games that he played. So it's so exciting for the club to get a father-son and one of those blokes with the premiership heroes for the club to come and be with us now. So we're super excited to grab him next year.
And I promise we will let you go right after this and get ready for this big match this afternoon. But I've got a chance now to talk to Cam Rayner, who 5 years ago, I think it was, or 4 years ago, playing in one of my last ever games, right. Okay, BP. It was my last ever game. I was on death's door of the AFL.
Last leagues, yep.
It was a Q clash, and I was just going, to be honest. But Cam Rayner, first-year player, comes up to me, who's played for 9 years, 140 games, and he had the nerve, and he looks at me and goes, oh, here he is, the NEAFL MVP, which is the reserves grade MVP at the time. And I've never let it go, Cam. So, actually, to this day, I'll let it go today.
Nah, thanks, Nick. The only reason I said that to you is because I respected you and you're a great player, mate. So I was trying to get out of your skin.
And you did. I'll let it go now.
Great stuff, Cam. Hey, great to chat. We'll let you go. I'm an old Fitzroy man, so I love Mickey Conlon back in the day, and you've got the ball just storming through. Just tuck the ball under the arm, and love the way you play your footy. Best of luck. It should be a beauty today.
Nah, beautiful. Thanks, mate. And Nick, we'll have to catch up for a beer, and we'll put that to rest.
I'll look forward to that, Cam.
Cam Rayner joining us from the Brisbane Lions. We love watching his development and growth as a footballer, and he's, of course, been through the injury layoff with the knee as well, so hopefully the best is still yet to come. Quarter time at Marvel Stadium, Sydney by 17 points over the Kangaroos. A break back with plenty more.